Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure. Those of you who just tuned in, welcome aboard. And if you've been here, been listening already, we appreciate that very much. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, senior partner with Tatum and Company. Tatum we used to call them Tatum CFO Partners, but it's just Tatum now. But they're still doing the CFO stuff, and Sam's still doing his survey every month. He does a survey, and he joins us now all the way over from Atlanta, Georgia. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you again, Jim. And we survey our partners. There are 500 of them across the country, and they serve a broad base of industries as chief financial officers, chief information officers, and other strategic roles. And so we survey them, trying to get the our kind of finger touch pulse of what's going on right now.
Well, Sam, I got a question for you. Who's Woody?
Nickname. I'm Stengel the Third, and
who's Woody?
You want to call me?
Is that you?
Junior, Bubba, or whatever.
Are you Woody?
Yeah.
Folks, I'm looking at Sam's website. Sam's a sailor, and pretty darn good sailor, too. And so I'm looking at his new website, and you never told me your name was Woody.
It's a nickname for sailing and family.
I'm going to start calling you Woody.
we're family.
Sam Woody Norwood, ladies and gentlemen. And I might give you that. You might want to have that website in a minute. I'll give it to you in just a little bit. Sam, the... it seems to me, from my doing my own internal polling with my own company and with the people that I talk to, that between gasoline prices and interest rates for small businesses, we're just about to get to the tipping point. What do you think?
I think we're there. And in fact, I think we hit it because our pulse is right as of the moment. We believe that it was hit around the 1st of June, and it's now we're just beyond it, and we in our polling of our partners across the country, we see that there's a very strong slowing of the growth rate in the economy right now.
Well, it doesn't surprise me, and I realize that the Fed had to deal with the inflationary issues, which I believe to a large degree, Sam, were brought on by so much pent up pricing power as a result of 9/11 and 2001 and 2002, maybe part of 2003. We lost a lot of opportunity in those years, and there was a lot of pent up pricing power that needed a lot of pent up pricing demand that needed to go up. And I believe that we've seen what I think consider to be, I think inflation has just come roaring back because of that. What do you think?
Well, in part, but I think that part of the inflation, one of the reasons why we had such low inflation during this past 5 years of economic good times, better times, and recently good times, is that we were importing more and more items from overseas at cheaper prices. Now the dollar has weakened, and that means all of our imports, including oil and including all the things we buy from China and other places, are more expensive.
It's costing us more.
And that's contributing to inflation.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. That's an excellent point. Well, and then, of course, go ahead.
Plus, when you have always when you have a stronger economy, it enables businesses to push through price increases, and all commodities go up together.
That's pricing power I was talking about.
Exactly. So we've got the pricing power in the last year. The higher cost of imports due to a weak dollar. So we're seeing more inflation, but the Fed has to do more than simply raise interest rates, or they'll kill the goose.
Well, that's it. What can they do? Because you're right. I mean, small business owners are getting really a triple whammy in some ways. Sam, they're getting the higher interest rates that's killing them, because we borrow a lot of money in small business. They're getting the higher petroleum prices, which they rarely can pass along to customers. And then there's this whole global economy with the internet and everything, all these paradigm shifts. It's tough to be a small business owner these days.
Well, it's tough to be a small business owner, and it's tough. The Federal Reserve has some tough decisions to make, because the issues now are getting much more complex than they have been in the last 5 years.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk about this some more with our good friend Sam Woody Norwood right after these messages. 22, stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our blog when you get there. We'll send it to you, too, Monday through Friday, if you want. The newsletter comes on Sunday and by email, by the way. So just give us, just let us know what you like, and we'll be glad to do that for you. Don't forget to check out all the other things. Don't forget to check out the books, too. We got my books are there. All of our Brain Trust members' books are there, and I hope you'll see what they have to offer there and take advantage of them. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's our good friend. He's with Tatum and Tatum LLC. Sam, give us the website, please.
TatumLLC.com.
All right.
And those who go there, they can see the whole survey and our commentary about the current business conditions.
Tell us about Tatum.
Well, Tatum was started back about 10 years ago as an outsource resource for principally small businesses and medium-sized businesses, an outsource for chief financial officers. A lot of times rising businesses need a CFO, but not necessarily full-time.
Or
so
CIO.
We have a way of doing it full-time, part-time, or for a short duration, or for a long duration. So, and then we expanded into information technology leadership. And now we do projects as well, having a financial or technology component.
Your people, if someone called you and said, I not only need a CFO, I need to take my financial brain power to the next level, but I need that person to work on a specific project, like getting me the next level of capital going, or take my company public or something like that. Can you guys do that?
Yes, we do. And among our 500-some-odd partners, some are specialists at doing exactly that. Others like to work with large companies. Some like to work with mom-and-pop coming along, emerging companies. And so what we do is try to match up the specific need for, let's say, the next few months to the next year or two with with partners who have both experience and an interest in that particular kind of position.
Mm-hmm.
And they stay partners with us while serving the client, and then they have the support of all the other partners.
It's an interesting, very interesting business model, folks. In fact, some of you out there who are consultants, it might be, or who want to be a consultant for yourself, it might be a something for you to think about to sort of borrow this business model that Sam has. And in fact, I did it as when I was a consultant. That was very similar to the way I did it, Sam. I called myself a vice president you could rent, and that's kind of the way you guys are. Let's get back to the survey and find out a little bit more about the business conditions. We were talking about how interest rates and higher gas prices have been so high for so long now, is getting to the point where small business owners are saying, you know what, I'm not going to say we give up, but we're saying, you know what, I can't continue to grow and still borrow money at over 10%. Because right now, with as you know, Sam, since we last talked, the Fed raised rates one more time. It's now 8.25 prime, 5.25 Fed funds. And so that means many small business owners, I'm going to say probably over half of small business owners who go in and knock on their bank's door and say, I need to borrow money, are going to be borrowing it at 10% or more.
Yes, and it's really unfortunate because there is that tipping point somewhere between 8 and 10% where an owner says, you know, it's just, it becomes a really significant component in their overall scheme of things. Now, it doesn't matter quite as much as sometimes you just want to get the money because your opportunities are for returns on investment that are much, much higher than that. Mm-hmm. And so availability matters. And availability has been tightening up some. We know this anecdotally by talking to bankers and talking to our partners. We get kind of a theme that, well, the underwriting standards are getting a little tougher at the banks because the banks are a little more concerned now about what the near-term next few months may look like in terms of economic conditions.
Well, not only that, Sam, but it's intuitive and logical because that things would tighten up because banks are saying, okay, show me your cash flow. Show me how you're going to pay me back. Yeah. And with 10-plus interest rates, it's increasingly putting squeeze on our cash flow to make this debt service. And that's by the definition a tightening.
Well, that plus the fact that when you go to looking at your forecast, if you're in a sector of the economy, now not all are doing exactly the same, but if you're seeing a weakening of demand, for example, backlogs are a good solid indicator of what the near term looks like. If your backlogs are slipping, your order input is slow, and you're shipping as you have been, and therefore your backlog is declining, it takes some confidence away from your own outlook. And when you go to the bank and say, here's how I'm going to pay this back, you have your own questions as to how your ability to do that. So,
and you guys saw some interesting backlog information this time, didn't you?
Yes, we did. And when we surveyed our people, the order backlogs the percentage of our respondents who said that they had larger backlogs, he just referred my page here. Well, it was up slightly, but the percentage that reported lower backlogs was up a lot. So in the total mix, backlogs were negative.
Which is one of the indications that you had for that the economy was softening a little bit because the order backlogs were down overall. Quick break, 10 till. We'll be right back with Sam Norwood. We've got a lot more indicators, economic indicators to come. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with us. We've got Sam Norwood. Sam Woody Norwood is our guest and our good friend. He's with Tatum Partners, and that's Tatum. That's just Tatum.com now, isn't it?
Yeah, TatumLLC.com.
Oh, okay, LLC. I always forget to stick that in there. TatumLLC.com. Sam, you were talking about backlogs. What about hiring? Are your folks hiring still?
That's also soft. In fact, you know, we ask our partners about their capital expenditure commitments, about their hiring, about their backlogs, and about financing conditions, capital raising conditions, and all of these in total are pointing downward.
Capital expenditures too.
The capital expenditures as well. So in the headcount, our people who are increasing employment or increasing their hiring actually went up a little bit, 36%. But those who are decreasing their employment went to 14% from 9% last month. So it's another one of those situations where, well, it's there are some that are still increasing, but a larger number are decreasing. And looking out for the next 60 days, which is actually more important to us than looking back, let's look forward 60 days, the percentage of our respondents who are increasing their headcounts in the next 60 days was only 40% versus 45% in the prior month. Mm-hmm. And so
what does all this mean?
Sam, does not look good.
As a very serious professional observer of the economy now for a long, long time, what does all this mean to you? What do you think it looks like for the rest of the year?
We're entering into a period of stagflation. We haven't used that term for a long time.
Wow, that's scary. I'm sorry to hear you say that.
Yep, I believe that that's what's going on. The economy is flowing, and yet there's still inflationary pressures. Mm-hmm. The good news is that as the dollar weakens, it'll help our manufacturing people be competitive in their exports. But the imports are pushing inflation up because of the weak dollar. And as long as the Fed is fighting inflation, which they're doing, that's going to cause a continued slowing of our economy. And we think that if the current trends continue, and that's subject to change because we take this pulse every month, but if the current trends continue, we could actually see a negative quarter by the fourth quarter of this year.
You know, Sam, I'm sorry to hear you guys say that, and I read that in your report. It startled me to hear you say that.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're talking about manufacturing. We're not doing well across the globe. I say we. I'm talking about Earthlings are not doing well across the globe in terms of promoting trade agreements. The trade agreement landscape is not making a lot of progress, and the United States has a very low barrier to entry. We don't put up protectionist walls around our borders, but other countries that we need to trade with, they still do that.
We hope that they'll follow our lead, and ultimately I think they will. And we hope that by our trade deficit, we'll be providing dollars for them to bring back into the United States to buy our goods as well. And with a weaker dollar, I think that it'll be more affordable to them. But you're right. I wish other countries had as liberal trade agreements or trade posture as we do. We think international trade is good for both sides as long as it's done on an even playing field.
One thing that you guys don't talk about, because although you did say that hiring was not as robust as it has been, is we're still, in America, we're still sitting at almost full employment.
Well,
I mean, that's a healthy economy, isn't it?
It is a healthy economy, and I would hope that the employment would stay full. But it was slow. If you look back a couple of years, it was slow in getting there because the economy was taking off, but the employment was slow. I think people are right now, businesses, small and large, are reluctant to let go their great employees, and there's still critical shortages of critical skills. But as the economy weakens, we know what that ultimately will have its effect on employment.
Right. Sam, give us the website again one more time, please.
It's www.tatumllc.com.
Right. Hey, Sam, thank you for being here. As always, thank you for this information. Even though it wasn't as rosy as we hoped it would be, it's still information we can use, and we appreciate it very much.
It's the first time in 5 years we've actually felt this negative about the economy, but we have to be realistic, and I'm happy to be with you, Jim.
Thank you. Sam Woody Norwood, ladies and gentlemen. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.